Wednesday. Today is November the 6th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, fertilizer prices continue to change. Some are higher, some are lower. We'll take a look at all the details and tell you where they're at after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look now at your agricultural headlines, a week after prices were evenly split with four higher and four lower prices for five of the eight major fertilizers are now higher compared to a month ago, and no fertilizer had a noticeable price increase or decline. Now, of those fertilizers that were higher in price, DAP had an average price of $740 a ton, urea came in at $500 a ton, while 1034-O was $604 a ton, anhydrous ammonia is $705 a ton, and UAN-32 is $361 a ton. Now, urea was back above that $500 a ton level for the first time since the second week of August of 24. That week, the price was $500 a ton as well. Three fertilizers were slightly less expensive than a month ago, with MAP at an average price of $808 a ton, potash at $452 a ton, and UAN-28 coming in at $316 per ton. So if you break that down to a price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 54 cents a pound unit nitrogen, anhydrous was 43 cents a pound, UAN-28 was 57 cents per pound, and UAN-32 also 57 cents per pound unit nitrogen. Now all fertilizer prices except two are lower compared to 1 year ago. MAP is 1% higher, while DAP is 4% more expensive looking back to last year. And the remaining six fertilizer prices were lower, with 1034-O 1% lower, potash 11% less expensive, UAN-28 being 12% lower, and both urea and UAN-32 13% less expensive, and anhydrous then topping it off 15% lower compared to a year ago. Now, as we look, rainfall from Hurricane Milton caused a water collection system to breach at that Tampa, Florida-based Mosaic facility in Riverview, likely spilling an unknown amount of polluted water into Tampa Bay. That, according to the Tampa Bay Times, Milton dropped nearly 15 inches of rain during that storm, which overwhelmed the facility's system that's designed to collect water from the phosphogypsum, a phosphate waste contaminant, radium. Officials at the company believe the stormwater entered a drainage outfall that empties into Tampa Bay. The company said it expects water quality issues to be, quote, modest, according to the article. Now, Florida environmental regulators were on site collecting water samples after that hurricane, according to the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. This quick calendar reminder, coming up on Thursday, November the 24th, will be Fall 2024 Ohio State Weeds University. This takes place at various extension offices around the state. Topics covered include drone applications, Burr cucumber control, a update on weeds around the state from Dr. Alyssa Essman, our OSU Extension weed specialist, and new technologies in weed science. Now, registration is $40 a person, due November the 14th. You can register online at go.osu.edu/24fallweedsuniv. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions, the USDA has announced a new round of investments in rural clean energy projects. USDA's Gary Crawford has the details.
We know that powering people with modern clean energy infrastructure lowers their utility bills, reduces pollution, creates good-paying jobs, and supports opportunities for people to drive economic prosperity and security.
And Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has just announced new USDA investments of over $3 billion to help rural electric cooperatives convert to production of clean energy using clean energy sources. Vilsack telling reporters these new investments are on top of roughly $5 billion, which USDA has already committed to clean energy projects.
All told, the projects that we've announced to date will be delivering cleaner, more affordable, and more resilient electricity to approximately 5 million households across 23 states in rural America.
And Vilsack said the projects will help reduce carbon emissions and support almost 20,000 jobs in rural America. He says it's all part of the largest investment in rural electric infrastructure since 1936, only this time farmers themselves will be generating some of the energy for multiple uses.
First and foremost, the ability of farmers and ranchers in particular to be able to produce excess energy and ultimately to be able to work with their friends and neighbors to aggregate that excess energy creates the possibility of new income sources for farmers in addition to lower cost electricity and power for their operation.
But lower cost power will do more than benefit a few farmers. Vilsack says it could revitalize entire regions.
We know that businesses, when they make decisions about location, manufacturing facilities or technology facilities, we know that energy costs are a major factor in an economic development decision about location. And the ability of rural America to have this level of investment puts it back in the game. These facilities don't necessarily have to be located always in a city or in a suburb. They can now open up the opportunity for manufacturing and a return of manufacturing in rural places.
Vilsack said it's happening already in some areas with a reported uptick in the number of rural manufacturing jobs over the last couple of years. This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.